Coach, first of all, just coming in here, you were talking about just the hubbub of just getting into the building today. I mean, this is all new. What's it like?
It's awesome. You know, when you go into the SEC and they have the mantra, it just means more. It started for us when we landed. You know, we got off the plane and got in a Sprinter van. And we had a police escort here to the Omni Hotel. So I'm like, that wasn't like that way in the last conference. So I just think that, you know, the way that they celebrate college football and athletics in general, but the way they celebrate it with these media days, over 4-day span, the pageantry that goes into this, I think is just a precursor for what the season can hold for us.
You've been prepping for this day for 3 years, and now you're here. I even heard one of the coaches say yesterday, I think it was Kirby Smart, that you guys are built like an SEC team. What does that mean? How do you build for an SEC team?
Well, we have been building for this type of team, and it wasn't intentionally from the start. You know, our thought was we had to build a team that could beat Alabama, that could beat Georgia for a national championship, because they were the ones that were always there. Now we're in the conference, and so building this team is one that you've got to be big and physical up front. You've got to be really athletic at the second level, your linebackers, your running backs, your safeties, and you have to have elite speed on the perimeter because that's what this conference is built upon. And in any league, you have to have quarterback play, and we're fortunate to have a couple really good quarterbacks in our room. So we've tried to build for depth, which I think is what this league requires because of the grind week in and week out to go along with those specific position profiles.
Talk about the Quinn Ewers now and the one you had 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and how much better he is now.
Well, I think 2 years ago he kind of showed up as a guy who was still trying to find himself. Who was he? He was a guy that relied on arm talent. And what we've tried to instill in him over the past couple years is obviously fundamentals, footwork, timing, coverage recognition, laying the ball, not always having to trust his arm strength, but also building his self-confidence and building his leadership. And to watch that growth over 3 years now has been really incredible. I'm really proud of Quinn and just who he has become as a man, because I think that has permeated throughout our team. Our team feels his development, and not just as the player, but as a person.
He's also the coolest guy in the room, isn't he?
He is a cool customer, man. I mean, the guy's got his cowboy boots on. He's got his Longhorn belt buckle on today. I mean, he's a stud, man.
You told me last year we talked about quarterback rooms with Arch Manning in there too, that, hey, this is no big deal. I had Mac Jones, Bryce Young, and Jalen Hurts all at the same time. I mean, just talk about navigating, you know, the development of a guy like Arch Manning even there.
Yeah, Tua was in that room too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, the reality of it is, you know, we're always going to try to recruit great quarterbacks. And I think that we've got enough of a track record throughout our time that if you come and get in our quarterback room, you're going to get developed and you're going to improve and you've got an opportunity to extend your career to play at the next level. And so it doesn't matter if it's Quinn and Arch and Trey today, or Quinn moves on, it's Arch and Trey and whoever else the next guys are and the next guys are. I think we're always going to have great quarterbacks in that room. And it's our culture in that room that I think is really important. And again, I credit Coach Milwee a ton on that. But, you know, the relationship between those guys is as important as anything, because they have got to support one another through it, because we coach them hard. We make it difficult. They're all going through different stages of their development. And as they work their way through those stages, there's got to be an appreciation for a guy as he improves along the way. And I think Quinn totally appreciates Arch's development from year one to year two. But at the same time, I think Arch really appreciates Quinn's development now going into year three. And so I think they do lean into each other, support one another. They're great friends, and we're lucky to have those two guys in our room.
You got so close last year, got a taste of it, but didn't quite get the big prize. Does this team have a chip on its shoulder of any kind?
Well, I don't know if we're so consumed with a chip on our shoulder. I think we're more consumed with the obsession of wanting to get back. You know, when you get that close and you have that opportunity, all we could think about, like literally as soon as we got in the locker room, is how do we get back? You know, how do we get back and give ourselves another chance? And along that journey has just been the obsession of what do we need to do to maintain the standard of excellence, the work ethic, the drive, the culture that is needed to put yourself in that position. And I credit the leaders on our team. We have tremendous leadership on this team with a bunch of guys that maybe not everybody knows their name, but they're so ingrained in our culture that our culture now just permeates throughout our building. It's not me having to get up and give a speech. It's the way we walk. It's the way we talk. It's the way we act. And to me, that's probably something that I'm as proud of as anything, but I know that that's also going to be the thing that's going to help us get through this long season.
You lived in this league as an assistant coach for Longhorn fans going into this new journey. What's every Saturday night going to be like now?
It's going to be awesome. I'll tell you that much. I mean, it's awesome. As much as it is, you know, watching us play every Saturday, I think people are going to be really intrigued at watching some of these other games and what this looks like. It's a challenging league. There's great coaches. There's great players. There's great venues to go play in. There's no gimmies on any Saturday. It's highly competitive. It's the closest thing to the NFL that you can get. But yet with the pageantry of college football, and no one's more excited than us. And I hope Longhorn Nation couldn't be more excited as we are, you know, because we know we're going to need them every Saturday.
Lost some great players. Who needs to step up this year? Just give me a few names.
Well, I think anybody at the wideout position has got to step up. You lose that production that we lost. And so whether it's the transfers, whether it's some of our freshmen that are becoming sophomores or even true freshmen, those guys, you know, whether it's the Isaiah Bonds, the Matt Goldens, the Silas Boldens, the Jontae Cooks, DeAndre Moores, Ryan Wingos, those types of guys need to step up. On the defensive front, naturally, you lose those two types of players, you know, Alfred Collins, you know, we're going to need him to play at a high level. Some of these three transfers coming in, I think we're going to need a Trey Moore to step up to go along with an Ethan Burke and a Baron Sorrell and hopefully the development of a Colin Simmons. So those two are probably the biggest positions that we're going to need guys to replace some high-level players that we lost.
Have you played the video game yet? Have the guys made you play it yet?
I have not played it yet. I don't know if I have time for that right now.
Yeah, but everybody's buzzing. That's almost as big a buzz around here right now. There's the Horns and the Sooners.
Well, that's what Quinn was saying on the plane, that he's been playing it since it came out. I'll say this. I'd much rather be playing that video game than God knows what else these guys could be doing in the summertime. So I'll take it.